it's like growing up in any urban environment where the chips are stacked against you. It makes it challenging, and there's people that fall through the cracks that maybe wouldn't have otherwise.
I guess, you know, in some ways, like if you look back, if you were to see another young man like yourself, I guess what I'm looking for is, what would you tell him? Like, what do you know? What do you know to tell that person who's where you were?
It's more than telling someone. I don't think that that's enough. I think that you have to be a factor actively involved in someone's life as a mentor. And the only way that I think I could affect someone's life is to really be involved in someone's life and to kind of coach them through and avoid the pitfalls, because words fall on deaf ears, right? You know, and from that perspective, what I would do is be in their life and find out what it is that they're, you know, what they like and what they're, to, you know, find out if they have a passion and what that passion is. It's real simple.
Right.
It's hard work, but it's not work if it's your passion, right? Absent of that, going back to your original question, if all I could do was talk to him and I couldn't be a mentor, I would say, yeah, it's find your passion. That's the most important thing. Find your passion and you have to be consistent and stick with it.
Yeah.
And fight for it. You know, because there's going to be a lot of distractions along the way, and you have to keep your eyes on the prize and stay single-minded and focused, and treat any distraction as an enemy.
That is it.
Yeah.
Okay. That actually is a really powerful place to start.
Right, because people who really live life are those who are living their passion.
Yeah.
The rest of us are kind of like, you know, walking through the paces. If you find that passion, you freaking don't let go and you hold on to it with everything you got. I mean, right. That's the bottom line.
I think the reason why your words are so powerful to me is because this project is that for me. I feel on a regular basis it's so easy to get distracted and have low self-esteem come in, and the concept of missed opportunities. Are they really missed, or are they just parts of your story that give you something to build on when you're looking forward?